It's, of course, Radiothon time here at 2SER. Give us a call, 951-495-00, or connect with us online at 2SER.com. We have got so many awesome prizes available for people who subscribe, including, of course, two tickets and camping to the Biennial Wanderer Festival, which returns to the pristine Sapphire Coast with over 50 amazing acts, a lineup that transcends genre and demographic, a truly diverse arts program that brings together theatre, comedy, circus, cultural workshops. It's set in the gorgeous tree-lined fields and only a short walk to Pambula Beach. It's a festival for everyone, and I'm so happy to say. Simon from Wanderer Festival, thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER Breakfast.
No worries, an absolute pleasure.
So wonderful to have you here. Now, obviously, it's a very difficult time of year for you. It's springtime, and you have to put together an awesome music festival in paradise. How do you deal with it?
It's a tough bag, I've got to say. In fact, I'm a long way short of being a local. My son, my youngest son, has already declared he is because he's lived here more than half his life. But we've been up here 5 years, and it's a paradise down here. The waterways, the vistas, the oceans, the food, everything about it is it's an easy and a good life.
Yeah, well, it was quite
Pambula Beach.
It was quite the journey for you to sort of starting Wanderer Festival, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I mean, it was coming out the back of COVID, so that was, you know, a lot of nerves about will things happen, won't they happen, and then becoming match fit, having been a couple of years out of the game.
Yeah.
So all those things were a challenge. And but the first Wanderer landed really, really well.
Yeah. Well, it's a really in a nice spot, isn't it? It's basically the halfway point between Sydney and Melbourne. It's only a short drive from Canberra. The Sapphire Coast obviously speaks for itself.
Yeah, it really is. And I think as that word of mouth has spread, it does become a logical place for whether it's friends at uni or whether it's families or you know, we just have such a broad demographic coming, and over 55% are out of region, and it can be that thing of, oh, you're up north, we're down south, let's meet in Pambula.
And a great lineup here as well, celebrating some awesome Australian acts, contemporary acts, and also classic acts. You've got like Missy Higgins, Living End, Boy and Bear, Cut Copy.
Yep. It's probably a program speaking to that broad demographic. It's, you know, if you're in your 20s, you feel like Wanderer is your festival. If you're in your 40s, it's your festival. If you're in your 60s, it's your festival. It's very much programmed still to have a feel, and that's really important, but it does kind of capture that broader demographic.
Yes, and so the music, the bill, the lineup for Wanderer Festival is absolutely massive. But obviously the arts program is really cool as well.
Yeah, the arts part of Wanderer is very much gives that depth of program, and that's where there's a lot of really great performers, you know, from around the country in circus and theatre and comedy. But also local, you know, there's a lot of local development of artists as well in arts.
Yeah, you got the Fling Physical Theatre there, an award-winning youth dance organisation, and you might sort of be there enjoying some music or maybe having a bit of the lovely food that's there, and all of a sudden you'll be surrounded by a flash mob.
That's right. Yep. It adds a lot of colour, and it's a lot of people will be going along looking for their, you know, the music and the acts that they are really wanting to see. But so much about Wanderer is walking away with experiences that surprise them, and the arts part's a huge part of that.
Indeed, and if you head to Wanderer and you're sort of there, you're having a good time, you think to yourself, gee, I wish I'd got a haircut before this. You got us covered there as well.
We have. We've got this hairdresser that spent a lot of time in the festival scene in Europe.
Yes.
And
the Magnificent Mouse.
Yeah, so I think I'm saving myself for a haircut.
Get a cut of shine, a bit of colour maybe.
Yeah, yep. So, no, she sounds like a real character.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely wonderful. So much stuff to do there at Wanderer. And thank you so much to you and the rest of the Wanderer Festival family for providing two tickets and camping to the festival for one lucky 2SER subscriber.
No, that's a pleasure to be able to offer that.
And it's just awesome. I mean, obviously, we wouldn't be able to do what we do here at Community Radio if it wasn't for the support of organisations like yourself and Wanderer. So just on behalf of everyone here at 2SER, thank you so much for your ongoing support. It's just wonderful to have you on board.
Wow, Community Radio is the heart of everything. And, you know, in this era where so much has been you know, taken over by the big majors, and, you know, right through from touring to music and management, it's all just controlled by a select few. So community, you know, the community radio spirit is just so much more important than that voice. And anything we can just do to support that is a no-brainer.
Awesome stuff. Further details available at wanderer.com.au. That's the Wanderer Festival on Pembula Beach from the 4th to the 5th of October. Tickets are available now, and who knows, two tickets and camping might be yours if you're lucky enough to have your name drawn out of the prize draw for the 2025 2SER Radiothon. Feel the vibe. Simon from Wanderer Festival, thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks, Danny.